Lightning 100, Lucy Silvis there, and the tune Kite. It's 9:14 on this Tuesday morning. Jason Adam with you here in the 1 RPM studio. And as promised, we wouldn't lie to you folks. We've got our local artist of the week, Roanoke, here in the 1 RPM studio. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here this morning. Is this considered early for you guys? Are you usually up about this time? Or
This is
pretty standard. Yeah.
It's all right?
I have a 5 a.m. or sometimes.
They work at coffee shops.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
5 a.m.
Like
yeah, 5 a.m. is normal for them.
Okay. Well, so you're not far off from where we are.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
up, I'm up.
First thing before the sun rises, actually, is when that alarm goes off. But so great to have you here. We've been spinning Tennessee Stone in heavy rotation all week. Have you guys heard it out in the wild? Have you heard it on the radio this week?
I heard it on the way over here today.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah.
I haven't heard it in the wild yet.
Okay. I heard it last night.
Well, we're going to keep spinning it.
So the fun thing about catching it when you're in your car, you're like, oh, and one other mixed thing we could do. I'm just kidding. Do not think that.
No, you're not wrong.
Oh, dude, yeah. I don't even... How involved are you guys in the like recording and production of your music? I know that you're playing on the records.
Right.
But what above that? Are you guys also, is there engineers in the band, producers in the band? What do we have here? What's going on?
We do have Kyle is an engineer as well.
Okay.
I'm kind of learning. I'm sort of getting my head around Pro Tools recently, but
sure.
The first record it was very hands-on as far as production goes.
Took a long time.
It did take a long time. And then we learned our lesson, and the second
record it was production by committee, basically.
Ooh.
Six people deciding every choice.
Did you put it? She tuned his guitar, put up for a vote.
Yeah,
and then 2 days later, we'll get the answer.
Whoa. So does the band actually function like fairly democratically with a vote like that?
Democratically.
Really?
Yeah.
And there are six people that each have an equal vote. Is that right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
On the record,
equalish.
There's tears.
Well, yeah. my big secret is whenever we have a newly crowned local artist of the week, I try to get them to break up on air. I'm just kidding. No, this band is awesome. I actually this morning watched your video for Tennessee Stone, and it looks like film to me.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like
Thank
a movie.
Yeah.
There's a slow-mo feel to it. Did you have like the artistic vision for what the video would be in your mind after making the song, or how did it happen?
The song started out just a very completely different animal, and we brought it into the studio, changed the time signature, it became kind of a dark song a little bit. And then I think after that is when the video kind of came into.
Yeah, Tennessee Stone went through a lot of changes. The Where Our Roam record, we did work with a team of producers.
Sure.
Jesse Thompson and Jonathan Small.
Oh, yeah, I know that crew.
Yeah.
That's a good crew.
Yeah,
no,
dude, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
there it is. Yeah. Part of the Devin Gilfillian crew,
yeah.
Leah Williams crew.
Yeah.
All the Nashville crews are insane.
They're pumping out some wonderful music from that studio.
Yeah, hey, so are you guys. It's called 10-4, is that the studio?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So you guys, to me, are very much part of the Nashville community and fabric, and whenever I'm lucky enough to run into one of you guys, it's like a sort of life-affirming, fun interaction. I do mean that, too. I was hoping I was being a good person. Do you guys find that, like, being in community, so you're around other artists all the time, I'm sure, at work and when you're playing shows, does it raise your game as well, just to be around other talented folks?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I think I like that answer was still like, oh man, yeah. Then it's like, my question was, duh. Of course it is. What do you think, man?
Oh man, that's what Nashville's good for, to be honest. You know, you move here, you know, thinking you're gonna do something, and then you realize everyone's doing it better, and so you either leave or you get better.
I literally just said that. I was talking about one of the first shows I ever saw. I saw Kyle Andrews playing Exit, and this is like 10-11 years ago. And I saw him playing the song Get Mad, and had a really catchy riff, and I was
Weather Service in Nashville has issued a flash flood warning for Northern Smith County in Middle Tennessee, Northeastern Wilson County in Middle Tennessee, Southern Macon County in Middle Tennessee, Trousdale County in Middle Tennessee, until 12:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 9:15 a.m. Central Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated heavy rain across the warned area. Up to 2 inches of rain have already fallen. Flash flooding is expected to begin shortly. Some locations that will experience flooding include Hartsville, Pleasant Shade, Dickerson Chapel Recreation Area, and Dixon Springs. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 or more inches are possible in the warned area. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. A flash flood warning means that flooding is imminent or occurring. If you are in a warned area, move to higher ground immediately. Residents living along streams and creeks should take immediate precautions to protect life and property.
Lightning 100, it's our local artist of the week, Roanoke, live in the 1 RPM studio with a tune you're going to be hearing in heavy rotation all week. That one's called Tennessee Stone. There is a video for that available. Check it out on Roanoke's website. I want you guys getting the hits here. RoanokeBand.com. The video is so cool. Did you like starring in the video, like being in it? Because you guys are kind of featured. You both are very like nice looking people nice people, so it works.
Thank you.
I feel like that's okay, right?
Thank you.
I was like, these are like... I looked at the video. I was like, these look like people they would have called in from Central Casting to be in the video.
Nice, awesome.
They just also happen to be the singers and songwriters.
Right, man, so
you guys been writing together for a minute. Like, how long has it been?
Joey and I started writing together, well, I guess we all kind of dabbled about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And then the most recent Where I Roam was when we did the writer's retreat in Michigan, and we all kind of, that was about a year ago.
Yeah, since the beginning of the band, it's kind of been hit the ground running, and we're just now, with the second release, getting a chance to kind of pick our heads up and enjoy where we are a little bit.
Cool. Yeah, it's, there are a lot of points where it's just like head down, power through, and you really look around.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have those blinders on. It's nice that you can kind of enjoy this. I hope that you get to really have a blast this week as you're our local artist of the week. Thanks to Frothy Monkey for making that program work. You guys, big coffee fans yourselves, what are your coffee drinks? If you wake up and you're like, oh boy, I'm a little short on sleep, what's your go-to drink? This is from some experts. I know you guys know this. What do you think, Joe?
Dude, I mean... I'm kind of on the extreme. I either like a really bougie cortado thing, or I like some crappy dad coffee. Like that's what I really like.
Some, you call like, it dad
some
coffee?
Some nasty like stuff that he just made up, and he just like, it's been in the coffee pot for like a day, and you just put it in the microwave.
Yeah.
Like, it's those two extremes for me. It's nowhere in between.
I totally like, I don't know why, I feel like that's a cool life ethos. It's gonna be very fancy and nice, or just hot garbage. And I'm gonna make it work either way.
All or nothing, man.
Oh my gosh. So as you're kind of like at this stage of the band, and you're releasing new music, and you've got videos coming out, and things are happening, what in your mind is next? Are you thinking like, okay, I can't wait to go in and cut more music, I can't wait to go play shows, I can't wait to write with my crew? What is it that right now has got you most stoked on music?
We've been touring a lot.
Yeah, how so, you like? I saw your
yeah,
van.
So yeah, yeah. We've been having a great time touring, but I think we're all very excited to be writing new music and to be back in the studio.
I think that's next. You know, we kind of just got off the road on Sunday, and that was sort of our last, you know, like big push of the year. We've got a few more shows in November. We got a show on Wednesday.
Hey, but, where's that show at?
That's at the High Wire, the Little Smokies, 8 p.m. but yeah, I think we're kind of looking forward to hunkering down somewhere this winter and kind of doing it again. You know, like last year we were able to like get somewhere for a few days, write some tunes, get an EP out, and so now I think we're just gonna do that same thing again.
Do you find, you mentioned writing in different places, you mentioned hunkering down, you mentioned going to Michigan. Hunkering down does make me feel like you're gonna definitely write some like rootsy stuff just because the word hunker.
No, we did actually. Surprisingly enough. I went out in the trees and wrote a song called The Grove, and Joey was talking about leaves and stuff. I mean, like, he was very poetical about it. I'm not trying to take anything away from it. It's a beautiful line, but anyway.
giving your bandmate, like, gentle teasing is one of the great things about being a
band. Oh, no, literally it's not that gentle.
No.
We're editing this for radio.
Full Contact Roanoke. Check it out at the High Lot on Wednesday.
Full Contact.
Yeah, that's late enough at night. You can do, like, whatever rating on your
this
show.
This is why they usually don't let us talk. But, no, really, honestly, we like the idea of getting away from Nashville, away from, like, you know, meetings with your manager and you know, that kind of thing, and to just go somewhere where there's, like, little to no cell phone reception and nothing to do but write music together, and it just sort of forces you to collaborate, whereas you could be distracted by a million other things, you know, it's true. Purpose-driven, you know, sort of thing to do. It's really cool.
Yeah, well, Rick Warren, shout out. Okay, so I've got the Roanoke Band live in the 1RPM studio. You have another tune you could play acoustic for us?
Yeah. Totally.
All right, what's this one called?
This one's called I'm Coming Home. This is actually the first song Joey and I ever wrote together, and it's just taken this long to get onto something recorded, but it's the last song on the... On the new release, wherever.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. On this song, we're going to feature Kyle Breeze on the harmonica. I don't believe he's yet to introduce himself.
Hey, Kyle, I barely see you. Now I see your hair.
Kyle never gets a microphone.
Okay, yeah, I will never forget that hair. All right, I'm going to listen to your harmonica playing. We'll see if it's as good as that hair. I think it is. All right, we've got Roanoke live in the 1RPM studio.
Just caught that old familiar tree line of that Hudson River Valley stretch below. From a banking country road that I don't see much anymore, but today I can say that I'm coming home.
Storm ahead reveals a broken sunset, like a fire burning heavy in my soul. Every ache and heart and all the wrong that I have done all today, well, I can say that I'm coming home.
It's been a long, hard road coming. The devil, he must know that I've been running slow. Oh, today I'm coming home.
Granted all my days.
The angels, they must know.
Lightning 100, that is Roanoke, our newly crowned local artist of the week, live in the 1 RPM studio. Beautiful vocals, lovely song. If that was the first one you guys ever wrote together, you should do 2, 3, 4, 5, keep going. Holy cow. You guys are like a vocal band in some ways, right? Do you think of it that way? Do you have like vocal practices? Because it sounds like it.
We do. Yeah.
Okay. It's working.
Thank you.
Yeah, congrats. Effective. All right. Now we'll see how you do with this. Rapid fire 5. See if you can answer in harmony. So I'll fire up 5 random questions. You tell me the first thing that comes to mind. You are appropriately nervous. Backing away from the microphone actively. I haven't even asked one yet. Yeah, just wait. All right. I'm going to try to take it fairly easy on you. Anybody can answer. Just do quick, but clean words. All right. Here we go. What is, so if I'm going to look in the band fridge for Roanoke, say that you had one, or maybe you do. I hope you do. What am I going to find in that band fridge?
LaCroix.
All right, let's go flavors. Let's create some enemies. What flavors are we into, and which ones do we do?
Pumpkin.
Is that a unanimous answer?
I'll go for it, but I like orange.
You're the weirdo.
I am the weirdo.
That was crazy. All right, say you're going to put on a TV show in the van, and everybody needs to kind of agree, like, hey, this is all right. We can roll with this show. What show would you put on where everybody will be okay with it, or maybe at least one of you is very stoked? What do you say, Harmonica Jones?
I'm gonna go out of left field. I'm gonna say King of the Hill.
Oh yeah.
I think everyone's done. Yeah.
You got 3 out of 4. We're missing 25% majority rules. I'm so sorry.
We don't watch TV together.
You make music together. That's what you're really up to. How about this? If somebody was to assign a catchphrase to any one of you, maybe something that you say more than any other thing, maybe it's a band thing, maybe it's a work thing, whatever your catchphrase is, does anybody in the band have a catchphrase that you can call out?
Where's Joey? seemingly the one we say the most.
That's everyone's catchphrase.
I tend to take a right when they all take a left.
As a guy that gets lost constantly, I can identify. But you also seem like a guy that's always like showing up for things. Are you always the latest one, Joey?
I sort of find my own way there.
This is a very nice way to explain being a little bit tardy for some events. I love it. All right, how about this? I want to give you the chance to recommend something to our listeners. So Nashville folks not unlike yourselves. You can recommend anything. It could be another artist. It could be an instrument. It could be a shoe. It could be clothing. It could be a thought. It could be a behavior. What would you like to recommend? Kind of a wide open sort of blanket. And you can tell people to go to your show too if you want. I don't mind if you tell people to go to your show. And if you don't have any recommendations, people just live their lives, that's fine. What do you think? You got something?
I mean, do we all get to answer?
No, just you.
Just me.
Well, no, everyone can answer if you want to.
I will take... Go to our show.
At
the High Watt with the little
Smokies. I made it multiple choice, and you chose D. Go to our show.
Go to our show.
Very smart.
They can be more insightful.
I'm gonna take Guthrie Brown's new EP.
Ooh.
I think everyone should be listening to that. Definitely. My Sweet Angel sings me to sleep every night.
Aww. You call Guthrie my sweet angel?
I do. I have called him that before, I'm sure. If not, I'm gonna start.
I like that it's all kind of one big family here in Nashville. Yeah.
It really is.
I get very much that sense from you guys. All right, last question. Go to soundcheck song. I think we may have touched on it earlier. Who had it? What was it?
I, for 2 straight years, have played a Sarah Jarosz cover of Bob Dylan's Ring Them Bells on mandolin.
Dude.
Every single sound check for 2 calendar years without fail. I think they're just now starting to get upset about it.
I finally, the second to last show of the run, I finally looked over at him and I was just like, dude, come on.
He asked me if I knew any other songs and I was like, I know Roanoke's song.
Yeah, you want to save those for the actual set. Wow, great answers, great tunes, lovely folks. It is Roanoke. Check them out this Wednesday out at the High Watt and in heavy rotation all week here at Lightning 100. Folks, it has been a great joy. Thank you so much for taking the time. Please keep up what you're doing. I think you're on to something.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been a great joy. Hey, since we talked about Dylan and you have a harmonica, can you give me a little bit of Dylan harmonica before we go to commercial? Do you have it? You know what that means, right? A little Dylan. Lovely! Oh, thank you, Roanoke. We'll be back with more music on Lightning in the Morning in just a few.